Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. As we enter the holidays, are you ready to evolve or just keep on revolving? You know, going through that revolving door. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to be able to make a greater contribution in the world now, in the holidays, and throughout the year? Have you ever wanted to know what are the risks that you take in the process of evolving or non-evolving? It's very risky business. Now, would you like to learn what happens when you meet a transformational coach, intuitive, and cross-dimensional healer? Tell me, have you ever heard of a holiday giveaway called Empowerment for the Holidays? Well, it's something I just heard about recently, and it's something I want to share with all of our listeners. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to become empowered? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. She is a transformation coach, intuitive, and cross-dimensional healer. She will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about how to get through the holidays. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4Media and syndicated on 6 networks with over 4 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Our show has now had 4.4 million listeners to date, actually. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She defines and transforms what is holding people back to living their true potential and their greatest life. She is a catalyst for change through her commitment to the outcome, enthusiasm, collaborative, intuitive, and healing gifts, and her awe-inspiring results. She reframes issues into opportunities to see who you truly are so that you can experience your own greatness now. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Jill Boris. Hi, Jill. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful and delighted to be here. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you with us on the show today. Now, let me start the show out with what I usually do. I like to hear, Jill, where your success story began, where you were born, and who your early mentors were.
Well, I was born in Wisconsin. So in the great Midwest here, but love being up north and with the changing seasons, and just love the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I went into the corporate world, and while I was in the corporate world, I just ended up having some struggles with just really feeling kind of lost, feeling very shut down, not having a lot of energy. I just lost. I felt like my spirit was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Just lost my energy, felt really drained, and I needed something, and I didn't know what, and things, I was gaining weight, I had asthma, and different things were happening that I wasn't liking the direction I was going. So
uh-huh.
I found something in a local paper about a free class, and I went to that free class, and it happened to be with one of the people that was in The Secret, James Arthur Ray,
uh-huh.
and he was one of my mentors. And when I went to see him in Chicago, well, first in Milwaukee and then in Chicago, I just hung on to his every word.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like he believed in me, and I felt inspired, and that he was talking my language. And so I really jumped in and had a tremendous success by just aligning myself and immersing myself in that type of environment.
Mm-hmm.
And had many transformations of my own. So transformation of my health, my weight, relationships, and just really started having the energy again to do amazing things in my work in the corporate world.
Okay. How old were you when you went to this class, Jill?
Well, that's a good question. So it was in about 2006, so mm-hmm. maybe, I haven't done the math, but
okay.
it's been quite a few years.
Approximately.
yeah, probably 38, uh-huh. somewhere in there.
In your 30s, and this
yeah.
totally changed your life. Let me ask you another question. At this point in time, were you married, or were you just doing the corporate work?
No, I wasn't married. Very independent. So I know all about being independent and self-sufficient and not needing any help. All those things that got me where I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so,
and then I had a brother pass away as well. And so all of that fed into my need to do something and make this life important, to really give my all to this life.
Okay, now when you're doing this transformative coaching, would you share with our listeners what is the process, how long does it take, and what are the things that you do for your clients?
Yeah, so the process is that I first meet with someone for an intuitive energy scan,
uh-huh.
and I'm able to actually scan their chakras, their energy centers, and their body, and it's also representations of their consciousness. So even though you may feel like you have confidence and faith in what you're doing, there's
uh-huh.
things holding you back in your consciousness, and that's what I see. So I share with the person all the things that are holding them back, and they can be emotional, mental, spiritual, you know, whatever it is that is mm-hmm. disempowering them from living their life fully. And from that place, they get to decide if they want to hang out with all that old energy
mm-hmm.
or if they're ready to transmute, transform, and bust out of that old dimension and come into a new space of themselves, like you said, evolve. And then it gets really exciting.
Yeah, it does sound exciting. So how long did it take you to become a transformation coach? How long did you study to do this?
So I've been coaching throughout the corporate world because I was a senior manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was helping my staff step into their potential. And often the company used to bring me people that were struggling to
mm-hmm.
either help nurture them to get into the flow and know what their expectations are and get the training they need to move forward, or they would realize that what the expectations are and they eventually leave on their own. So it was a place where I could groom them, and I also groomed people for management. And the part that I loved about my job the most was actually managing and coaching the people one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
the ones that were the closest on my team.
Uh-huh.
And
now,
that was the most awesome to see them move into their potential and become managers.
So you have this ability that you studied with James Arthur Ray, and you studied that so that when you meet a person, can you just scan them immediately, or how do you go about scanning people?
Yeah, so I set up appointments with them because I want to have their undivided space where they're mm-hmm. not interrupted and they
right.
can really be in their own space.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually meditate while I scan them. It doesn't
okay.
matter if they do. It really doesn't affect my scan if they're doing something else, or even if they're not there with me on the phone. I can scan
mm-hmm.
them
oh.
because that,
okay.
yeah, energy has no boundaries.
So you can actually scan people over the phone?
Yes. So I scan people all over the world through phone and Skype. And then it's a really perfect beginning to see what's really going on. And
mm-hmm.
some of it they'll recognize and they'll be like, oh, my God, that's still there. I thought I worked on that so much. Or it'll be something that they just recently experienced. But a lot of it comes from deep in their past, childhood, uh-huh. Even past lives.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And so some of it's not conscious, right? Some of it's very deeply, deep in their unconscious.
Okay. Do you ever do past life regression?
I don't do past life regressions per se, but the healing work that I do does affect those past lives that they've had, because now the wounds of those are healed.
Okay, yeah. And well, I'm very interested in this topic, and I have experienced a past life regression that was very impressive as far as that reading went, because it was really quite helpful for both myself and my husband. This is fascinating. We're going to take a break and hear from our fascinating sponsors. And when we come back with Jill, we're going to talk about the intuitive and what it means to be a cross-dimensional healer. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredemski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com. One expert, one solution. The book, The 411 on Step-Parenting, teaches you how to create a well-blended step-family. The 411 on Surviving Teenhood helps parents and teens cope with teenage temptations, teachable moments, and teenage social dilemmas. The books The 411 on Life Skills and Ace Your Life helps those living on their own with home and money management, personal care and safety, and much more. An award-winning, best-selling author, registered nurse, and personal growth mentor, Michelle Sfakianos will help you. Get the 411, my411books.com.
Become the next great business success story by getting free PR for your business. That's why January Jones is offering a free copy of the new audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Your copy is free for the asking at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones, sharing success stories with my guest, Jill Borsis. And Jill has been on the show before. She's a transformation coach, intuitive, and cross-dimensional healer. She utilizes a transformative coaching method, which invites free-flowing, open conversation, active listening, clarity of vision, and a path for achieving goals and results that are far greater than you could have imagined. Now, let's talk a little bit. How difficult is it to get open conversation flowing?
It's really not difficult at all once I've done the energy scan, because once your soul's been bared, you know, and then people will feel like they can trust. I already know so much anyway that they can just go ahead and be open. So the conversation flows just incredible. It's a trust. It's an opening. It's finally someone understands and gets what I've been through.
Okay. Now, are you considered a psychic?
Yes. In the beginning, I used to, well, maybe not, you know, but I've come to realize that it is. It's just that I'm not seeing the future. I'm seeing the past and what's going on presently.
Okay. And are these people just amazed after you scan the things that you know about them?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people are like, wow, I can't believe you saw that, or I can't believe you used those words. Do you use those words? I mean, those are my words. Or my family, my sister and I, or whatever. And I'll tell them, no, those aren't my words. Those came in for you. So they really resonate with it. And I love the English, because they say, oh, that was bang on. I love that.
Okay. Were you always this intuitive? Were you this way as a child growing up?
I didn't know I had that gift.
Oh.
I know that people came to me, friends and what have you, would come to me for a different perspective, like a different way of seeing things. So they would come to me and they'd say, Jill, why do you think that person would have done this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm able to share some other perspective that they never thought of. So I hear that a lot, like, oh, I never thought of it that way, or, oh, that's what they were thinking. So it just shows and sheds light in a whole different place.
Okay, now let's talk about this in the job market, where you're working with people who are in business, and you state in your website, evolve at your own risk, evolve or revolve. And I think that should be a title for a book, dear.
You know, it's so funny when you said it earlier. I forgot those were my words. It really resonated with me. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a killer title. You better get busy. I think I'm a little psychic, and I see a book in your future. So there you go.
That's come up. Yeah, that's come up. But the evolve at your own risk. I love that you asked me about that, because I had a holistic doctor who had a little sign in her office, and it was a fish that was about ready to come up on the shore, and there was a sign that said, evolve at your own risk.
Okay.
So instead of swim at your own risk, evolve at your own risk. So that really hit home for me, because it is a lot to face your, you know, what's been going on for you, to face all your demons, so to speak, or the things that we think are really big and huge, and it turns out they're not, that we can move through them really elegantly.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you start working with someone, it sounds like going to therapy. How long does it take for you to get them to have an open conversation and try to shift the energy in their chakras?
Once someone says yes to their transformation, and they've made that decision, they've decided from an emotional standpoint, from a physical, mental, spiritital, to say, you know what, I'm all in, and they act on it, and they invest in it, and they've already said yes to all the things that they're releasing and all the things they're reclaiming for themselves. The work happens. It just evolves. It just takes place. It's quite magical, but it just unfolds, and it's done. It's done. So it's about the energy that they're putting in, and their investment is part of that energy, but it's also all that I'm putting in. So all of my energy and all of my tools and skills and who I am, but it's also very much about intention and trust and faith. And that's why, I love tying it back to the holidays, because it's all about taking leaps of faith and letting the magic happen, because if we take that leap of faith, that's where the magic happens. But if we start analyzing it, the magic's gone.
That's so true. And at your website, you ask the question, have you thought about starting your own business? Are you willing to risk it all to leave the safety of their jobs? And so many people, this is a big decision to start their own business, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, because I had to make that decision myself. And it came from a really deep place, a place of just trusting and knowing that something really exciting is about to happen. And just sticking with that, because the minute you start, like I said, analyzing or doubting, it's kind of like being on a tightrope. You know, as long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other, you get there. But if you start looking down and, oh boy.
Yeah, I recently just saw a movie called The Walk, and it was about the tightrope walker who went between the two twin towers many years ago. And that's a very good analogy when if you don't look down. It's so hard to risk leaving it all in the safety for so many people, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I love that movie title. I'm going to have to watch that.
It's a very good movie. Now, once they take the leap of faith, they start making a greater contribution. And this is something in the world that most people are really so pleased about, aren't they?
Yes, and, you know, that's ultimately what it seems like most of us want, is that once we feel confident, once we know our purpose or feel fulfilled or whatever it is, then, you know, it's all about the energy. Then we're so filled up that we just have to share it. We have to do something with that. And so there's this wanting to contribute in some way and to let that be expressed through us and realize it. There is such a joy there. And so my mission is to help others get out there so that together we can help more people.
Sure. Now, what are the risks of evolving that people have to confront?
So the risk is really about knowing that you're not just living on a surface level, that you're really going to start being aware. That's one of the byproducts of working with me. I always said I should have some kind of like warning labels. One of them is that often people start cleaning. they start reorganizing their house, their closet, you know, whatever. Yeah. Because they want that inner expression to now be expressed on the outside and have things alignment everywhere. But also it's the clarity and the awareness. And when you have tremendous awareness, you can't get away with blaming anyone else anymore.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? So you really start being like, I'm on to you, you know, like, that, you know, you're on to yourself about what you're really doing. And that takes a lot of courage.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Jill knows what she speaks of, because she had her own evolution from a senior manager in the corporate world to the life of a healer. Now, what's the inside scoop that you don't hear about when you're making this leap?
The inside scoop. You know, it's a whole different animal to do a job or sell a product or do any of those things for another company. But when it's your company, when it's you, it's just you. And so everything that happens, you can internalize and take it personal. And it's you know, if the product doesn't sell or the somebody doesn't like you, it's not the company that you're behind, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that takes a lot of work. But the glory of it is, on the flip side, is that when you are constantly faced with that, you get to release all those fears and all those doubts about, you know, the self-talk that you have when those things happen start to heal. Mm-hmm. But you have to do the work.
Yeah, there's a lot of work here. What are the risks of not evolving if you decide you don't want to do it?
Well, so part of it is not reaching that fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phrase, and I wish I could remember who said it, but it goes something like, that which is within you that is not expressed will kill you.
Oh,
and that
wow.
which is within you that is expressed will set you free.
That's yes. very powerful. Speaking
yeah.
of powerful things, I'd like you to share your website with our listeners and tell them how they can contact you.
Yeah, my website is www.jill, J-I-L-L, and it's Borsos, which is spelled B as in boy, O-R-S-O-S. .com. And there's a contact form on my website, and feel free to peruse.
And you can sign up for your Golden Path of Light Awareness and Consciousness Activation MP3, and that is for free, right?
That's correct. And that is a very powerful tool. I've had some people tell me they listen to it every day. Just the energy of it just ramps them up, or it just makes them aware, and you can reuse it for different intentions and set intentions about what you want to be aware of in your life, like to be aware of more abundance, or to be aware of where there's love in your life, or you can just reuse it for many different things. So it's a lifelong tool.
Well, that's a wonderful holiday gift for our listeners. You can go to Jill's site, sign on with your name and email. She has a blog. Also, she has her personal phone number posted. So if you want to call her to ask her any questions or to just make contact and connect with her, just go to her website, Jill Borsos, BORSOS.com. And right now, making a connection, we're going to hear from some of our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findingyourroadtosuccess.com. January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. Buds Business Services supports Zoomers to start, grow, and exit their businesses by increasing their luck, L-U-C-K, by getting their business on their page, P-A-G-E. Roberta Budvitas is a business mentor. She has worked with several thousand business owners and influenced thousands more through books like Eat the Rhino, and Who Stole My Success? For more information, visit www.budsbusinessservices.com. That's B-U-D-Z businessservices.com.
Welcome back, and I'm sharing this interview with my guest today, Jill Borisos. And Jill, what brought you to my attention was in a fascinating email that you sent me. I get so many, but this one intrigued me, and I opened it up, and it was about the Empowerment for the Holidays giveaway. It says, welcome. We know how hard the holidays can be, so we put together some presents for you to help you get through them in a more balanced, peaceful, and empowered fashion. Be the person you've always wanted to be at the holidays. How did this come about? It's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It was the perfect opportunity for me to spread that holiday cheer and magic. I just love the holidays. And so when I heard about it from Kelly Sparta, and Kelly's the first person on the page, and she's the one that put this together. And when she asked me to do it, I was just so excited to share that holiday cheer. She's really very special. She's a transformational shaman, and she helps people step into their power. So she gathered a lot of people that work in empowerment, empowering other women, every day. So these are the women that do that.
And this is hers is a free three-part video guide that will teach you how to not take things personally, step out of the same old interactions you've had with your family and find a better path, stand in your own power no matter what. A fascinating concept. How did she go about recruiting all of you?
It's really fun, you know, the way that we all meet. You know, I've met Kelly in a retreat, and, you know, we just run into each other in this market, whether online or the friend of a friend, but, you know, we're all very connected, and it's a really powerful time to be in this field doing transformational work. So we've all just run into each other at different events and different classes that we've taken and different online times as well, online things.
Well, this is a fascinating opportunity. I'm going to be sharing it on my websites and on my blogs and Facebook and LinkedIn and you name it. And right after each person's description of what their video is, you download your gift for free. You just click and it downloads immediately. Jill, share a little bit about April Adams. She's an emotional fulfillment specialist.
Yeah, she's also the author of a book, Essence Ending Emptiness, Finding Fulfillment, just like we were talking about fulfillment before.
Yes.
And and she's also a healer of healers, which is a term that comes up. Sometimes I do work for healers as well and healing practitioners, but she's doing that type of work and also for those who are nurturers, and she calls herself a nurturer, which I really like that. And she's offering a guided meditation for empowerment and 60 blissful minutes to eradicate blocks.
And this may include channeled messages, energy healing, life coaching, or guided meditations, all customized to suit your needs. 60 minutes, that's amazing. Download your free gift. You just click. Now, let's talk about Leigh Burton, anxiety-free holidays. Now, that's something we could all relate to.
Yes, absolutely. Anxiety and stress. And Leigh, I met through Kelly, and she's the one that actually did a lot of the background organization for this, the website and things like that. So she's got many talents, but she also has a business, Soul Intentions. And I know she has an online summit coming up called Mindful Matters. I really like that.
Yeah, that's a great title.
And she's doing on the free gift here is two simple 60-second ways to reduce anxiety.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome! It states, do the holidays make you feel like you are anxious, sad, overwhelmed, going to pull your hair out. You don't have to suffer anxiety and stress. So this would be a fantastic aid to help you get through the holidays, and it won't take very long. Then we have a beautiful girl, woman, Sarah Brink. She's a life coach and author, and she does stress relief meditation and a coaching session. Tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, she's a life coach and author of Your Happiness Keys, and she's also a facilitator, and she is offering a 15-minute stress relief meditation to calm the nerves, I like that, and to recenter, which is so beautiful, to be able to recenter yourself and get back grounded again, that then you can tackle anything.
Okay. And then she's also, this is fabulous, offering a free 20-minute 2016 goal-setting session with her that will take you into the new year with purpose. You owe it to yourself and probably those around you, too, to just sit back, relax, and gain a little me time. Well, that is fabulous advice, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this next one, another lovely gal, Carrie Panisi, and this one is really awesome. Discover your procrastination style. What is this about?
She's a productivity coach. So yeah, isn't procrastination one of the top things that stops our productivity, right? So she helps people achieve their goals through, you know, letting go of that procrastination and helps them write books and do time management and, you know, many other things related to productivity. And, you know, we need to be productive during the holidays and such too, right? Get our Christmas shopping done and all those things.
Well, this is a fantastic gift. Do you find yourself putting things off until later as you struggle? In this 30-minute personal phone call, she will help you identify reasons you are not performing at your peak potential, and she will suggest strategies to put yourself back in command of your life. This is a fabulous opportunity. And this is something that you should think about downloading for yourself if you have some things that you need to work on. Also, this would be a wonderful, wonderful Christmas gift for you to give to anyone you know, love, care about who may be struggling. Don't you agree, Jill?
Absolutely, yes. This is very exciting. It's just such a powerful panel here. The other one is Elaine Lockard, and she's talking here about the consciousness awakening, and I love that because she's the creator of the e-course Tune In and Turn On Your Empowered Self. So definitely empowerment expert for the holidays here.
I love her little blog here, or her little blurb, and it says, open the door to accessing your passion, potential, purpose, and power. As all my listeners know, I'm an alliteration addict, so this is very appealing to me. And also, it's appealing to me to have you hear from our sponsors. We'll hear from them, and we'll be right back with Jill.
Have you ever met someone who was shot in the chest in cold blood and lived to tell it? Now you have. Meet Hannah Lugerai Murray, author, advocate, and survivor of domestic violence, and now the founder and president of Angel of Mercy Shelter of Hope. Her dreamlike life turned to horror as her raging husband stood across her and fired his gun. She was left for dead. By a miracle, she survived to tell her story. Her book is available on Amazon and her website. If you'd like to have a personally signed copy, please visit her website at livetotellit.com. Hannah is now in the process of raising money to build her own shelter in Chandler, Arizona. Her shelter will house abused women, their children, and unique to Arizona, their pets. For more information, please visit her website at angelofmercyshelter.org.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, "Our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage." Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Could your commute or daily exercise routine use a boost? When was the last time you really got the giggles? This is Adele Park, author of Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook, inviting you to tune in, turn on, and let loose a few good laughs. Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook is about a marijuana enthusiast named Blue McKenna who gets involved in a reality TV show as a way to cure an apocalyptic case of writer's block. A conglomerate of kooky contestants invades the polygamous community of Naval, Utah to compete in a reality show called Yikes. Things get sticky when Blue McKenna's hemp garden is ignited during an ill-fated seance. Find out what's going down in the desert in Yikes, Another Quirky Audiobook. Visit www.yikesaudiobook.com to learn more. That's www.yikesaudiobook.com.
Welcome back. All of Adele's audiobooks are hysterical. They also would be make wonderful Christmas gifts, as do most of my sponsors. They're here talking about their books. So if you're looking for something unique, eclectic for Christmas, this is the listen to what our sponsors are offering. Now we're visiting with Jill. And Jill, would you please share the website for the Empowerment Giveaway?
Yes, it is empowermentgiveaway.com.
Well, that's easy. Simple. Keep it simple. Now, I downloaded your gift already, and it's a meditation designed for you to enjoy the vibration of receiving a holiday full of joy, peace, love, light, connectedness, and holiday magic. This is a great description for this entire website. How long is your download?
13 and a half minutes.
Okay, that's a long time. I downloaded it today. I haven't listened to it. What inspired you, and what is the point you're making in that download?
The point is that there is possibility. I am all about possibility. You know, what is really possible for our lives, not settling. And in the holidays, I just love Christmas, so I watch Christmas movies all the time. I shouldn't say all the time, not all year long, but I watch a lot of Christmas movies through the holidays, and I was watching them in November, you know, beginning of November already. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is that the reason why I watch them is because it's exactly what I do. It's living in that magic and potential and what's possible and love and all the beautiful things that show up during the magical Christmas movie season. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to share that. I wanted to help people express that and open up some doors. There's a lot of times that through the holidays we carry past holidays, past resentments, and things that we can let go of. So I wanted to help bring that new vibration to open those doors so that we can have a more connected holiday magical season.
Oh, this is wonderful. And all of the downloads, it's so cute. They're all presented as a Christmas gift. So it's a very well-done website. Let's talk about Catherine Ewing. 2 meditations for total relaxation. Now, everyone needs that, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. And I like what she says, total relaxation. I just love those words. It sounds like Calgon taking a bath.
Mm-hmm.
It's bubble bath.
She offers two meditations set over relaxing music, and they're just what you need to quiet your mind, relax your body, and close off your energy leaks so that you feel refreshed and rejuvenated. You just need to sit or lie down and listen, and she does all the work.
Yeah, and she's an expert on women's healing, and she wrote a book called 125 Ways to Heal.
Wow. Gosh, that's impressive. You know, I wrote, my book, Thou Shalt Not Wine, has over 100 cures for whining. I should invite her on the show and we could compare all of our hundreds. All of your friends would be wonderful guests. And I'm sure that in the coming year, we'll definitely try to get most of them on the show if they can make it. The last one we're going to talk about is Janine Ryant. And hers is entitled Me Time Without the Guilt, and it's an ebook.
Yeah, it's a free ebook. And she also has a free ebook, it's Three Ways the Superwoman Creates Her Own Guilt-Free Me Time. Oh. And I love that she uses the word superwoman because I wrote an essay on that when I was in college. So she's really wanting you to help be more confident in the chaos. And I love that too, because when we're trying to be a superwoman, we don't take very good care of ourselves. And so she's helping you regain that superpower back.
Yeah. And she says, do you feel less passion, joy, and confidence in all you do or wish you still could do? That would be me. Do you wish you could get back to how you used to feel? Well, that could be me too. And this is a wonderful Christmas gift. Me Time Without the Guilt, Three Ways Superwoman Creates Her Own Guilt-Free Me Time. So I love every one of these gifts, Jill, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing what you've been up to. We haven't had you for a while. Also sharing your 8 wonderful, empowered women friend. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to having you back next year. And I want you to keep in touch with me and let me know how this wonderful promotion works out. Would you do that?
I would be happy to. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for helping us spread the holiday cheer.
Okay, and this, you couldn't find a better Christmas or holiday gift for anyone near and dear to you. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Jill. My upcoming guests are all just like her, exciting, eclectic, and energizing. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world during the holidays. Sign up at my website, JanuaryJones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Always remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, you need to stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our wonderful holiday show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Jill Borsis. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with Christmas music by Sorantos.
I think
it's Christmas time.
Again.
Again, it's snowing outside. I look out my window with cheer. I'm filled with such a sense of pride. This is my favorite time of the year. Once again, I feel so peaceful. Memories as a child flood my mind. Food I've eaten makes my belly full. I'm having such a good time. It's that time of the year. The air is clean and pure and clear. The good times are here. Cause Santa makes me so full of joy.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.